on that night, he was betrayed. He took the loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your amazing grace. If we've said anything or done anything that would make us unworthy to partake of this holy sacrament, please forgive us. Father, thank you for the gift of life and life more abundantly. We bless your name and we lift you up. It is in the masterless, matchless, miracle-working, and majestic name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. For the bread, this is the body of Christ, broken for you. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. Let us eat together. For the juice, this is the blood of Christ shed for you. Without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission for sins. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let us drink together.